you're back. My next guest tonight stars in the NBC series Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Please welcome the lovely Mariska Hargitay.
This show has good music.
Yes, it does.
I was backstage busting a move, my man.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Did you just say busting a move, my man? There's no talk like that here, okay?
I was going to say that I've been hanging out with Ice-T too much, but then I realized that wouldn't work either.
No, no, no. Well, Ice-T is on your show, of course.
He is.
But does he say busting a move, my man? I don't think so.
No, and I think he'd shoot me if I told you people that he said that.
Right, right. Oh, does he say square? He must say square things all the time off camera.
No, he's not square. He's a
like, this pudding's real good.
No,
you know?
He changes it now. Ice is cooler. I mean, Ice is cool, but he did teach me to pop my collar.
What's that mean?
You like, see, I don't have a good collar right now, but
no,
if I
you don't.
Okay, easy. I think this is kind of the best collar you've seen in a while.
That is, I'm like, it looks like a baby doll nightgown you're wearing with some jeans. That's cool. It's nice.
Well, I'm changing my image.
Oh.
I'm trying anyway.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in your life, because some big things are happening. You got engaged.
I got engaged.
That's very nice. Boo. There's a guy up there booing. That's nice. I wanted to marry you. I don't know you. We've never met, but you have disappointed me. Now, who is this guy?
Well, first of all, Conan, I want to say something.
Okay.
I enjoy a tall man.
Yes?
I waited around for you. I had a crush.
That's...
You got married.
That's... I'm sorry. I almost
married.
Had a swear, but that's ridiculous.
And you know what I did?
What?
I found a guy taller than you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I can get taller, a little more moose up here. I can go another 9 inches this way.
You're maxing it right now. I like it, though.
Who is this fella?
He is a fella. He's a dirty, rotten lawyer, is what he is, on the show.
Oh, well, he's an actor.
He's an actor on my show, and when we met, I thought he was so cute,
mm-hmm.
and we got in a fight.
That's always it happens.
I right? tried to talk to him, and he shut me down.
Really?
And he shut me down pretty hard.
Right.
Because he's German, and he's very tall, so I said...
He's German?
He's German, Sean.
He's like, you be silent now! Is that me no more talking? I am the German lawyer and actor.
Do you know?
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, kind of.
That sounds like a wonderful man.
He's so sweet and gentle.
So tell me, how is Gunther? How is he?
He's great. I call him Wolfie.
You call him Wolfie?
Wolfie, come
he
here,
must
darling.
Love that.
Kiss me.
I am coming down, I will kiss you! That sounds very romantic.
Yeah, it's sexy, really. It's really sexy.
So you had a fight, and
then
I bet that's where the chemistry gets
going. The chemistry
going.
Got nuts. He was on the set, we were joking, and Chris and I like to keep it loose, and we were joking around. And so I said, I thought I was being so funny, and I said, so you're a kraut.
Oh, yeah, that always goes over great. I'm glad you're not working at the United Nations. Hey, kraut, how's it going? Hey, you got all mad.
He goes to me, that's funny.
Ooh.
And I was like,
yeah, yeah. And then you started saying...
And so my mic started swinging. But anyway, then you know what he did? Then he came to my room and gave me church sermons and asked me if I wanted to go to church with him. What? Yeah.
What do you mean? That's...
That's it.
So he's very religious.
Well, I wouldn't say he's very religious, but he's religious.
Sounds like he's very religious if he came... He's not so religious. He just came to me with some church sermons.
I think he was...
Delivered them, brought a little pulpit with him, and then took me with him to church. That sounds religious. Then he drew some of my blood, and we lit it on fire, and...
Is that
But he's
weird?
Not religious.
No.
Wow. So you're gonna get... Now, let me ask you, how is the wedding all set, ready to go?
The wedding is a bit of a stress for me, because any bride knows that it's very difficult putting a wedding together, but I have to do it in 3 months. Because I go back to work in September.
Yeah.
So if we don't get married this summer, then I have to wait another year.
Right.
So it's been very difficult and a little bit stressful, busting herbs.
Are you going to have a bachelorette party?
I'm hoping that with my friends pull a little something together for me, yeah.
But now, would you like a stripper, a male stripper? Because I'm asking, because I book up
fast. I see it in the audience with my male stripper.
No, but I don't know if you, is that something that you would want?
I'm not a big fan of the male stripper, I'm not going to lie. I feel very uncomfortable, and every time I've been at them, there's a lot of fake smiling. Everyone's trying to be normal, and it's a little awkward. That's
so,
all I'm saying.
So, do you think the man enjoys the female stripper more than the woman enjoys the male stripper? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the men enjoy the female stripper because they have I think it's easier for them to just sort of picture what's going to go down next, where a woman...
What?
Well, I think you know what I'm saying. I'm more from the sort of intimacy point of view, so
right,
I can't
and
really...
men are just like, booby, booby, hooray. You know, that's just men.
Yeah.
That's the male cry. So you can sort of... It can all be reduced to that.
Yeah.
I bet Gunter is like that, too.
No.
Booby, booby, hooray! It's so she's rotten that the sides can...
I gotta meet this guy now. He's 6'5", an angry German, and I've been mocking him now for... Is he really...
I just hope he doesn't kick your ass.
That's come on. Just because he's a little taller than me doesn't mean he can take me. Because it's all about, you know, he could take me, yeah. Not worried about that. Where's the wedding going to be, specifically, so people here can come?
Yeah. Well, first of all, your invitations are in the mail.
Yeah.
It's going to be in California because that's where I'm from and that's where my family is.
Right.
And I was going to do it in New York, but it's a little hot here in the summertime.
Okay.
So we're going to do it out west.
That's very nice. And is he insisting on it to be a very religious... Well, he's not that religious, but he's probably going to bring his own druids with him. And...
Wow, I really opened up a can of worms here.
He's not religious. Not at all. But the Pope is coming. The season finale of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Is there going to be another Law & Order next year?
Yes, there's going to be like six more opening.
There's nine more Law & Orders next year.
Yes, there's nine more. They're on every 20 minutes if you missed one.
Law & Order, We're Running Out of Ideas is coming out. Will air, but your season finale of Law & Order Special Victims Unit is going to air next Tuesday night at 10 o'clock on NBC. Congratulations.
Thank you. I wish
you well. I want to meet this guy.
He's back there.
Mariska Hargitay, everybody. With that, we come back. Lewis Black is here.